Hello, Cassie.
Hello. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning. We exchanged email yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
About the water pump noise in my basement.
Okay.
Yes. It says whenever I flush the toilet or run the shower, I can hear kind of noise like glug glug dong.
Yeah. So in other words, yeah. The question that I wanted to know is, do you have, you know, some houses in rare occasions have a sewage ejection pump. In other words, the certain fixtures go and actually drain into a pit, and then that wastewater is pumped, you know, up so that it can drain by gravity into a sewer. Do you have one of those pumps? Do you know of?
You mean in the, I don't know.
Yes, because that's, in other words, there are certain situations like where a house is actually built on a hillside or where it just can't naturally, all the water in the house can't naturally flow by gravity to the sewer. And but some of the plumbing in the house can. In other words, do you actually, and one way you can actually determine this usually, is your entire basement finished or unfinished?
Finished.
It's finished. Is there any place on an unfinished part of your basement, there's like maybe in your furnace room, that you actually see a big pipe go right through the side of your foundation wall? Do you see that anywhere? Have you ever seen that? Not really, huh?
I saw that before it was finished. I think I saw some kind of big white pump. Is that what you mean about?
Yeah, big white pipe. And would it
about half feet?
Yeah, and would it go like
diameter, about half feet of the diameter?
Yeah, that's correct. About 6 inch, yeah. That's correct.
Okay.
But did it go out the wall? I mean, did it actually go out through the side of the wall or go down into the floor? Do you remember that?
Okay, so I should be able to see that outside of my house.
Well, no, you wouldn't be able to see it outside because it would be buried in the soil. Because what happens is usually a dead giveaway to a house that has a sewage ejection pump is you might see a bunch of the plumbing drainage pipes, you know, kind of come through the floor above, and they may be actually running across the ceiling of the house, and they kind of collect into one bigger pipe. Usually it's 4 inch diameter. And what will happen is in the average house, that pipe will go right into the basement floor, you know, and it actually goes underneath the footer of the house. But in houses that are built too low below the sewer, what will happen is that big white pipe, instead of going into the floor, it actually goes through the foundation wall. And it might go through the wall 4 feet in the air, 5 feet in the air, 6 feet in the air. And then it flows by gravity eventually to the sewer system or to a septic tank. So anyway, but this noise that you're having, does it happen with any fixture that runs in the house or just certain ones? In other words, anytime you do...
Just the ones in the basement bathroom.
Yeah, it sounds to me... And in other words, if you flush the toilet in the basement bathroom...
Right.
And then the...
I can hear that noise at the end of the flush.
At the end of the flush. In other words, but what about when you run the sink? Like there's a little sink in the bathroom. Is it the exact same noise?
No.
No? Okay, how about the shower? Is there a shower in the basement?
The shower, right. The shower can hear that noise.
Okay, but here's what I want to make certain. If you go into the shower right now, if you were to turn on the water and the water would run in the shower for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and then you immediately turn off the valves, the hot and cold water valves, then after that, do you still hear the noise? As soon as you turn off the water, do you hear the noise continue?
No, the noise is not continual. It's like intermittent. Like in 10 minutes shower, I probably hear it 3 times.
Okay, but once you turn that water off, the shower water off, is there, in other words, would maybe a minute or two later you'll hear that noise again? Or does the noise only happen when the water's on?
I think it only happens when the water is on. Or, yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds to me that it just might be a loose pipe. You know where I'm going with this, Steve? I'm trying to figure out if this noise that Cassie's hearing, you know, is related to the water supply lines, or if it is a pump line, you know, if it's a pumping problem.
I was thinking of possibly a plugged up roof vent.
Well, it could be, but it's running, but you know, it's not a sound that's coming out of your the drain pipes in the bathroom, is it? It's like it's a sound that you think's behind the wall, Cassie.
Yes, I think it's on top of the ceiling. I think it's coming from on top of the ceiling.
The ceiling, up in the ceiling. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think it might be. It sounds to me like it could be a water hammer problem, where you might have a little bit too much pressure. You might have a loose water pipe.
Okay.
One of those things. What I want you to do is to go back to my website,
okay. And
in the plumbing section, there's a column about water hammer,
water hammer.
And I want you to read that column and see if that doesn't kind of describe what's going on.
Okay.
And then send me another email.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thanks for calling, Cassie. I sure appreciate it.
You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.